says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden mole boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman.
This is your Hillbilly host here in North Dakota. This is James Kelso talking to you live on this edition of the Trump Phenomenon. It is today, May 2nd, 2017. And as you'll hear Sean Hannity say in just a moment, a busy news day. Every day, there hasn't been a quiet day since Donald Trump was sworn in. There really hasn't been a quiet day since he began his campaign. There were a few days that were a little bit quiet, but since he's been sworn in, every day has been rock'em sock'em, and the last day was no exception. So we'll talk about that this last day. I'm going to start out the show with a little audio from Sean Hannity interviewing Eric Bolling, who had just finished interviewing Donald Trump. And I think I'll be able to make a point out of what came out of that interview. And so we'll start the show off with that. If you would like to get your voice in on the show, you can call in at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And I'll make another stab at putting down a little guideline for more effective phone calling. I'm still exploring where to go on this, but let me make another pass at it here. If you like me, really love Donald Trump, let us know at the beginning of your call, and then give us something informative that about Trump or that's pertinent to what we're talking about. Keep it concise and to the point. And give the audience, don't think about me, think about the audience. Give them something that's informative and will help their morale and their information. If you're not in love with Donald Trump and you want to make a critique, then let us know right off the bat. Say, okay, this is a critique of Donald, or if you like Donald Trump but you still want to make a critique, let the audience know what's going on. I'm going to make a critique here. I think he made a mistake when he did this, and then give us a specific thing that actually happened. Don't give us your worry. Don't give us your suspicion. give us a fact, and let us turn it over and look at it, and we will do that very fairly. I am enthusiastic about Trump based on my, I hope, intelligent assessment of facts. Now let's launch into this. With us tonight is George in Maryland. George, thank you, sir.
Good to be here, James. And yes, your signal is booming tonight. That's good.
Okay, yeah, folks. I have a family member who's really high up in the world of audio, and I was talking with him yesterday. He said, "You don't have any contact cleaner? What? How long has it been since you cleaned your contacts? What?" So I went out today and I bought some electronic contact cleaner and applied it to all the equipment that you hear in this show. And, oh, my goodness. yes, I understand why he said, what? So the audio is much better. And I've got some great computers here, powerful, powerful computers, some big screens. We've got a good setup, folks. Nice microphone. Let us launch into this. This is Sean Hannity today. And Eric Bolling. Now, what's happened here? Eric Bolling, a Trump supporter, like Sean Hannity, like Tucker Carlson, has just gotten a new show. And it launched today. And it launched with President Trump. And it's not a coincidence that Trump was on there at the beginning. Trump, you know, he knows what's going on. And he knows Eric Bolling is a supporter. And so he, well, you know, sort of, he made the show by agreeing to be the guest on the opening day. So Sean, you'll hear Hannity and Bolling and Trump. Here we go. This is today.
And up next, tonight on this busy news night, and a special warm welcome to our media friends right here on Hannity.
It's been a campaign promise, something we, on this side of the camera.
The wall. The wall's happening, okay? You didn't tell me you were going to, the wall, okay? I will tell you.
Eric Bolling, the co-host of the brand new show right here on the Fox News Channel, the Fox News Specialist. He sat down with President Trump earlier today, asked him about the border wall and much more. He'll give us a full report and also tonight.
Winning means winning for the American people, that either we win or whoever wins understands the priorities of the American people. And they are not with President Bush. Excuse me. President Bush.
Hello, Nancy Pelosi calls President Trump, President Bush, again. This is President Trump calls out the Democrats.
On this side of the camera.
The wall. The wall's happening, okay? You didn't tell me you're going to... The wall, okay? I will tell you. I said it at the speech. And by the way, we got $1.5 billion for security right. In the budget. You know, we're keeping it going and fine. The wall's happening.
All right, that was Eric Bolling, the co-host of the brand new show right here on the Fox News Channel, the Fox News Specialist. He was interviewing President Trump earlier today at the White House. Now, the clip you just saw will air on tomorrow's program. We get a preview. What a great guy. At 5 p.m. Eastern, Eric joins us with more. I gave Ebony and them advice on how to deal with you, by the way. I just want to warn you. So.
What did you say, Andy? What did you say?
I'm not telling you. Why would I tell you? I told them how to deal with you because we've been friends for so long. Number one, great interview with the president. Number two, I was glad you asked this question because the whole issue of the funding CR for the border wall, to me, if he doesn't build that wall, that is the equivalent of read my lips, no new taxes, and would result in a catastrophe in 2020 for re-election.
You know, Sean, so you and I have both been out here. We've known Donald Trump a very long time. We're behind a lot of his candidacy, looking for a conservative response to the country. And When he tells people I'm going to build a wall, that's one thing. But for him to tell me who I've said from day one, when he tells you there's going to be a wall, there's going to be a wall, and Mexico is going to pay for it, I wanted to hear him say it to me because I've been out there on the front lines, as you have, saying there's going to be a wall. I am absolutely thoroughly convinced there's going to be a wall on our southern border. He went so far as to say, look, there's a 72 or 73% decline in border crossings, but that's not enough because it's not just about the border crossings. He went on to say it's about the drug running. It's about the human trafficking. And he went in depth about how much human trafficking and the drug money running meant to him. And that wall was going to be the real barrier for those things, not just the people running across the border illegally.
By the way, he didn't call your new show Deface the Nation. He didn't take a shot at the new show, did he?
In fact,
it was hilarious.
In fact, he came on specifically because we launched that new show today. So that was very cool.
Congratulations. Well,
okay, I'll pause it right there. But here's the important thing that you saw there, Eric Bolling. Donald Trump, you know, he's sitting there. You know, you and I, we don't get to look President Trump in the eyes. But Eric Bolling, an astute student of all of this, looking the president in the eyes, talking to him for a long time. And, of course, they talk on and off camera when you're doing an interview like that. He is utterly convinced that Donald Trump is delivering on his campaign promises. In fact, he says that here. Let's listen just a little bit more. He gets into that detail that we covered here on this show, that he's got a scoreboard in his office and he's keeping track every day.
Deserved. We've been friends a long time. All right, let's go through some of the other things that he talked about with you. And one of the things that I think the media will never give him credit for, and this is the amazing thing, is we are all under attack. I don't think people realize we're being monitored every word we say every day by people paid in the hopes of taking all of us out. You, me, Tucker, everybody. And what's amazing is that they won't tell the story that he has a checklist. He made promises. He's not deviating from those promises. You know, all the talk of the intrigue of the White House, he's still keeping all his promises. Every interview, he reiterates what he said during the campaign. That is not discussed. That, to me, is the key issue with him. What else did he tell you today?
Well, there was a lot. Yeah, we went through all the, you know, the whole news media, the fake news, who's the worst offenders. He went through who the worst offenders were.
Who are they?
Well, he said CNN specifically. He said
that's
MSNBC
true.
As
the
well.
Worst.
Yeah, and I said, was it just because they don't highlight you in a way that's good for you, that you enjoy? Is that why it's fake? And he said, no, because they don't even have an opposing view. I mean, we heard a good example on the specialist earlier today. We had Mark Cuban on, and I asked him.
I'll pause it right there. We don't need all that detail. Again, you heard him say he's got this checklist, this board in his office. He goes through it every day. And in all of his interviews, he gets down to the detail. I'm delivering on, and he goes through his issues. Also, there was a very good interview today. Mike Pence, Vice President Mike Pence, did an interview with Rush Limbaugh. Same thing coming out. The willingness of Donald Trump and Mike Pence to meet with our guys, you know, people on the right, and take hard questions and give great, straight answers. Again, I hope that's reassuring to the Trump fans in the audience there, and I hope it affects the opinion of people who are yet to be persuaded. Let me take a look at the board here and see if we have any callers, George. Let me glance here at the board. My new improved board with my new improved audio. And let me give the call-in number, 800-313-9443. Lines are open if you want to call in, and the great engineers at RBN will take your calls. What we have here, folks, there's a lot of good equipment in the Republic Broadcasting Network and a lot of good people. It's a real network. It's a real studio in Austin, Texas, and people are paid, professionals are paid to take your calls and run this network. It's not a shoutcast internet radio station, which, you know, to you, it might, you know, a shoutcast station. I've run shoutcast stations. It sounds like, you know, wow, that's big time radio. Well, it's good that such things exist, but this is a real network. This is going out over AM radio and out over all sorts of avenues. It's not just a voice on one shoutcast channel. So, and it needs your help. So go to republicbroadcasting.org, where you probably are now. You're probably listening right there, and look at the funding buttons and funding information, and make sure that you have RBN in your contribution list for the causes that you fund in our movement. And by the way, if you choose to help fund this show, every penny you send to this show, I will simply take the check and, in effect, write it back over to RBN to pay for this show. And we're going to be broadcasting the truth about Trump for 8 years. And then, yeah, well, that'll be, what You know, what would, let's see, when he retires, George, let's see, he's 70 years old now, so I guess he'll be 77 or 78 when he finishes his mission in this, you know, and I don't think he'll be done. I don't know how much health he's got or how strong he is. His own doctor did write to the media. His own doctor put out a press release saying, if Donald Trump is elected to the White House, he will be the healthiest president ever to occupy that office. So his doctor thinks very highly of Donald Trump's health. Boy, you know, where we go from there, who will be the next president? Who will follow Donald Trump? Donald Trump will have set the bar. This will be one of the things he's accomplished. He's already done this. The bar has been set very high now for us patriots. We will never again, you'll never be able to put this back in the bottle, put this toothpaste back in the tube. We expect a patriot in the White House, something we never thought was possible. And so we will not accept a George Bush or a George H.W. Bush or a Bill Clinton or a Barack Obama. We'll never we'll never be willing to stomach that again.
Barack. Hey, James, let me add, Breitbart covered today that Trump had another telephone call with Vladimir Putin.
Yes.
Well, I don't know. Is Trump this horrible, nasty man who's going to drop nuclear bombs on Magnitogorsk?
Yes.
That's what many of my friends think.
This is
a horrible, lying, double-crossing Donald Trump.
Yes. Let's go to that story. Let me find it where it is on my screen. A very important story. Let me find it. I thought I had it up on my screen. Where's the Vladimir Putin phone call?
It's on your Skype. I just sent you the link, James.
Okay. Here, I've actually got it on at whitehouse.gov. I don't have the Breitbart story. Here is at whitehouse.gov, Office of the Press Secretary for Immediate Release. Today, the readout, they're calling it a readout, that is a summary of President Donald J. Trump's call with President Vladimir Putin of the Russian Federation. President Donald J. Trump of the United States and President Vladimir Putin of the Russian Federation spoke today regarding Syria. President Trump and President Putin agreed that the suffering in Syria has gone on far too long and that all parties must do all they can to end the violence. By the way, there's the peace candidate that I've told you, I believe he's a peace candidate. His priority, end the violence.
It's important, and I'm going to add in there one more time that on missile night, when the missiles were gone, we had at least one caller who said, we're not even going to wake up tomorrow. It's Armageddon and Donald Trump, and we're all going to die. Oh, well.
The press release continues in that vein, George. The conversation was a very good one. Now, if it was not a very good conversation, you know, President Putin gets his say here too, what he thinks the conversation was. In other words, you don't make up stuff like that. If the conversation was really rocky and rough, here's what you hear always in these press releases. It was a productive conversation. It was a frank discussion. A meaningful dialogue took place. When you hear those phrases, folks, it means that they were screaming at each other.
But or that they were, you know, didn't communicate at all. Yeah, that's what it means.
Yeah. They never say we had a rough conversation. So you have to be able to read between the lines, ladies and gentlemen. And when they say the conversation was a very good one, it means it was. And included the discussion, which means the two men got along. And included the discussion of safe or de-escalation zones to achieve lasting peace for humanitarian and many other reasons. Okay, that's exactly what Donald Trump promised in the campaign. I'm going to put my finger right there, come right back to that and to you right after this break. Stay tuned.
Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear.
We're back, folks.
There's a man with a gun over there.
And during the break here, this is kind of a little side comment, but it may affect you folks out there too. I mentioned that the audio for this show just got a whole lot better because of a spray can sitting next to me right now. I just bought a generic electronic cleaner, which was not cheap. It was $8 for a 11-ounce can, and it worked great. I didn't have available the one that my family member recommended to me, which, and I just looked up the name. It's called Deoxit, and I'm doing a plug for it because it's really important that we have in our alternative media computers that work, headphones that work, audio that works, communication network that works. So Deoxit, and my family member was right. It's not cheap. It's $20 for a 5-ounce can, and I got an 11-ounce can for $8 of this other stuff, and it's petroleum naphtha and difluoroethane R-152A is the chemical composition. Anyway, he says, my family member, that all audio experts swear by Deoxit. And they basically keep a can in their pocket, and they use it all the time on all their electronic contacts. So now let's go back to Vladimir Putin. Let me find my link here to the Putin conversation with our president today. All parties must do all they can to end the violence. The two men agreed on this. The conversation was a very good one and included the discussion of safe or de-escalation zones to achieve lasting peace for humanitarian and many other reasons, just as promised by Donald Trump. He said, why do we have to bring these so-called refugees to America? Why not have a safe zone where we can put these refugees, Iraqi, Iranian, Somalian, Syrian, all of them, put them in their country of origin in a safe area, and then when it's the fighting subsides, they can go back home. The United States will be sending a representative to the ceasefire talks, I assume that's a ceasefire in Syria, in Astana, Kazakhstan, on May 3rd to 4th. That's tomorrow. They also discussed, they being Putin and Trump, discussed at length working together to eradicate terrorism throughout the Middle East. I love the sound of that. Finally, they spoke about how best to resolve the very dangerous situation in North Korea. So I hope that assuages some of the fears of folks who thought the world was ending tomorrow. Here are the two men with the most powerful militaries in the world by far. And they seem to be getting along fine in today's phone conversation. And they're talking about the hot buttons of Syria, the Middle East, refugees, and North Korea. And the call was a very good one. George?
It was a good one. I read somewhere today that Trump had actually offered to have a phone call or a face-to-face with the young leader of North Korea.
Yes,
I got to hunt down where I heard that. But
that was on a TV. Yes, that was a TV interview today, and the that was a vintage, classic Donald Trump, completely out of the box and different from the run-of-the-mill politicians that we've had all our lives. I'll talk to this guy, and he is a peace candidate. He is not someone who withdraws off into his room and then looks at strategic maps of the world and moves little markers around.
That was amazing stuff. I mean, good old W. Bush, he barbecued the whole Middle East and sent Saddam to his eternal war and never got within 7,000 miles of the place.
Right. Never a phone call to Saddam. Call the man up. Ask him, hey, do you have weapons of mass destruction? No, I don't. Et cetera. No communication, just lies and bullshit. That was the story with the Bush. And we've been saddled that, the Republican version of politics in America has been saddled with being not much better than the Democrat version because of dopes like the Bushes. And that's over now.
Funny how these work, We didn't hear too many phone calls from LBJ to talk to Uncle Ho before we plunged into a 12-year-long disaster in Vietnam. But that was a long time ago.
Yeah, Trump is actually willing to talk to Kim Il-on. We got a little break here. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing.
Well, Donald Trump is just a white boy raised in Queens, Long Island, New York, and in his speech to the NRA in Atlanta on Friday, and his speech Sunday in Harrisburg to us, to a huge crowd of 20,000 people, he mentioned that, you know, this is right where I grew up, in Long Island, MS-13. These killers are in our country taking over, and he said, taking over our schools. And he said, and there's no mistaking his words, his tone, he means it. He is going to eradicate that gang, and he's going to end that sort of thing, that kind of criminality, that degradation of our culture, of our world, the Queens that he grew up in and the neighborhood you grew up in. Donald Trump is having none of it. He's raising the standards, raising the bar. He's saying no more bullshit. We're not going to... This is a what he's supremely Donald Trump is a man of common sense and guts who's willing to risk his life to say the truth and then to do what's necessary to get there, to fix the problem. Here, I went to your reference, George, on the Putin-Trump conversation. And more good news is reported over at Breitbart. Let me add those paragraphs. The White House said the leaders also agreed, Putin and Trump, to try to set up their first in-person meeting in July. I like that. On the sidelines of an international summit in Germany. Very good. I've been looking forward to that. The first face-to-face meeting between these two great leaders of the two largest, most important, critical white nations.
And I really like the venue. You know, if Germany's not the biggest disaster in the entire Western world, and we're going to have Trump and Putin meet, and it'll show what the communist woman, how useless she is, I think it's a great idea.
I like it too. There's more here. Let me skip to the very bottom because this is the first face-to-face meeting. Well, how many times have Trump and Putin talked? Well, that's answered at the bottom of this column at Breitbart. Let's see. It says, Tuesday's call marked the third time Trump and Putin are known to have talked since the U.S. president took office in January. And they had not talked before that. Both the White House and the Kremlin said the leaders also discussed North Korea's nuclear provocations. Let's see, let me find any more gems in here.
I found one. It's what? Marion Le Pen guarantees that Front National will repeal gay marriage if elected. It's Marine Le Pen's niece. Oh, I think I sent you that link too.
Okay.
I like seeing stuff like that.
Yes.
Imagine repealing anything from.
Yes. Marine Le Pen, her niece Marion, is a politician, a patriot politician in France also, who has been elected. And so the Le Pen family is going great guns. More from this article. Tuesday's call marked the first time Trump and Putin have spoken since the U.S. launched missiles against an airbase in Syria. Let's see. The leaders appeared, so it's important that this call occurred after that, which people are saying, you know, this is a cataclysmic Armageddon event, and woe is me. Well, apparently not. The leaders appeared to again be edging toward closer cooperation following Tuesday's call. The Kremlin said now. So now we're getting the Kremlin saying that Trump and Putin agreed to bolster diplomatic efforts, peace candidate, to resolve the Syrian civil war, which has left hundreds of thousands dead and millions more displaced. And none of those dead at the hands of Donald Trump. He shot up some obsolete Russian MiGs and Sukhoi fighters. The White House announced it would send a top State Department official to Russian-led talks. Okay, that's interesting. Russian-led talks on Syria that begin Wednesday. That's tomorrow. That's soon enough for me in Kazakhstan. And let's see, more new. I'm looking for new information here. Since taking office, Trump, Breitbart reports, has been raising the prospect of safe zones in Syria with world leaders. The zones would be aimed at protecting civilians and dissuading Syrian refugees from trying to come to the United States. One of Trump's goals. You know, why didn't somebody else propose this? You know, one of these so-called leaders. And let's see, let me skip down here. As a candidate, Trump argued that the U.S. focus in Syria should be on terrorism, not seeking Assad's removal from power. And he vowed to work with any country, particularly Russia, that wanted to play a role in that effort. Let's see here, going down further. There's other stuff about the baloney Russian meddling stuff, which Putin denies, of course. And so there's some of that coverage here in this. Anyway, that's very good news. That phone call today, as I said yesterday, it's as hard as falling out of bed to put together material for this show, because my challenge with each show is demonstrate to you, our audience, that the Trump phenomenon is for real and that there's a good reason to climb on board the Trump train. That's the mission. And every day there is a more good news, a thrilling news, than I could possibly cram into a 60-minute program. Let's take a call here. Ramsey in Canada, what's on your mind, Ramsey?
Hello, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes. What's on your mind?
I just want to make a compliment. Yeah, I'm really glad that Donald Trump's going to talk with the Korean leader and Putin. I think that's a very good step forward. Because, see, sir, that's what he should have done in the first place with the Syrian leader, instead of making that strike. And also, sir, I just hope that he doesn't go back on his word of North Korea, because, see, sir, he's been he shouldn't have the policy of because, see, sir, like on Sunday I spoke with you last time or yesterday, and you said North Korea is a dictator and he's a maniac and all that. I don't think Donald Trump sees the guy like that. I think he just wants to like negotiate with him and also negotiate
Ramsey
with North Korea.
Ramsey, thank you for your opinion on that. You didn't bring us any facts, and several things you stated were wrong. Donald Trump does see Kim Il-un as a monster. He has said that, and he is an intelligent, very intelligent man. Not too many of us in this audience or show have an IQ of that of Donald Trump. No, he's a monster. Donald Trump understands that. But the amazing skill he has as the author of The Art of the Deal and other great books is this man is willing to negotiate or deal with anyone to get something done. It's get her done is the philosophy of people who build things like Donald Trump. And he wants peace in North Korea. He does not want a nuclear madman. If talking to that nuclear madman will help defang him, Donald Trump is ready and willing to do whatever's necessary. And so and he's shown that skill, by the way. I was amazed when he talked with the dictator. You know, you could call it the leader of China. Well, how do you become the leader of China? Are you elected? No. There's no elections in China. You're the dictator of China.
I know that.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so but thank you for your opinion, Ramsey. And you know what?
James, confronting North Korea,
yeah,
that's a big deal. You know, you can go back to the Bush days or even Reagan and the first Bush. And was there or was there not there were a lot of hand-wringing on our side? Uncle Sam never confronts anybody really big. We have the Soviet Union. We wouldn't touch them with a 50-foot pole. We have this, we have the North Korean sweetheart over here. He's such a nice guy. We won't confront him either. So Donald Trump's now, he's, eyeball to eyeball with a whole lot of the real strategic threats to the United States. A lot of criticism of Ronald Reagan, too, going, okay, well, what are you doing about this, Ron? Especially North Korea. We would never have any confrontation with them, It's been 50 years. It's been 60 years. It's been 70 years. Also, it had to be 150 years. So yes. This is the first president I've ever seen, and I certainly remember the LBJ days, who's willing to admit that America has a strategic problem in communist China and communist North Korea.
Yes, and Mike Pence addressed that in his interview today with Rush Limbaugh. Limbaugh was I don't have his words right in front of me, but he was kind of put out a skeptical note, like, well, what's the problem with North Korea? Why do we need to be so excited by North Korea? Surprised to hear Rush Limbaugh say that. And Mike Pence jumped right on that. He said, at one point, Rush Limbaugh was laughing about something. He made some kind of a joke about North Korea. And Pence came back, no, this is serious, Rush. And by the way, Pence was very respectful of Rush Limbaugh, very grateful to be on the show. That was wonderful. Humble man, like Trump, really. I'm glad to be on your show. He stayed on extra, answered all the questions. And Limbaugh was laughing about something. And Pence said, no, this is very serious. And conveying that, in fact, having a psychopath, that's the person that has his brother rubbed out in an airport this month, okay? Having a killer, and somebody said, one of the callers mentioned negotiating with the North Koreans. No, negotiating with the North Korean, singular. One man controls that whole sad, unfortunate, miserable, starving.
I'm going to put
country.
The call out there, James. I'm glad we have our USS Liberty fellow who's calling in. Dying to hear from you again. Please call back. But I also want to hear from somebody, if anyone's listening, from the USS Pueblo. Because I knew a couple of men in my line of work that were captured by the North Koreans on the USS Pueblo. It was an intel gathering ship. Their stories are not about very nice people in Korea who treated them wonderfully.
Yeah.
And sports fans.
Yeah, there are still GIs missing in Korea, a lot of them, that were never accounted for. And, you know, men were routinely tortured. Instead of being captured, they were shot, brutalized. It's a horrible story. But Mike Pence told Limbaugh, he said, no, this is very, very serious. It's a real world crisis. Having a crazy man with viable nukes on top of rockets. And Limbaugh said, well, we appear to be able to knock their missiles out. By some means, we're able to knock their missiles out. So they blow up right off. They come off the test stand. Some have actually had successful trajectories, but it does appear that somebody in our defense establishment has some really, now think about this, it has to be, doesn't it, folks? There must be some weapons and some tools in the defense arsenal that you and I have never heard of that are really awesome. It has to be.
Or that we've conjectured about, maybe it's the HAARP device, we read about it on RBN. Why not?
Yes.
You know, trillions of dollars go from the Federal Reserve to who knows where. Man, well, why not develop a weapon that can do that?
Well, yes. You don't tell everybody what you have. So something we've got has probably been deployed in North Korea and is taking out their missiles. But that's not enough. That's not good enough. So Mike Pence was making that point to Rush Limbaugh. But very good. Pence was talking to Limbaugh today. Trump was talking to Eric Bolling. He talks to Sean Hannity regularly. He has talked to Michael Savage regularly. He's talked to Lou Dobbs. Very accessible to us and our reporters. Let me go to another caller, Richard in Louisiana. Richard, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes. What have you got?
Hi. Yeah, just a quick observation before I ask my questions. I heard the Rush Limbaugh today also, and with Mike Pence, and from my own personal opinion, all I heard was a politician blabbing for the five-minute interview. So that's how I heard it.
Okay, hey Richard, I'm gonna give you a new kind of response here. Did you support Trump in the election? Did you support Trump?
Did you support Donald Trump?
Did you?
I would have preferred him over Hillary Clinton.
Okay, so did you bite your tongue and vote for Donald Trump?
I didn't vote, but I would have rather seen Trump win than Hillary. If I could get to my call, please.
No, I'm going to get, Richard, you're not taking over the radio show. This is the new Kelso.
Okay.
You're not taking over, you're not taking over the radio.
An observation I was
Richard, it's not your radio show. Richard, it's not your radio show, my friend. Okay,
well, I understand that.
And when you say you heard a typical politician with Mike Pence, you know you're on the Richard, baloney, buddy, baloney. Okay,
Well, I'm just telling you how I heard it, John.
No, I heard it too. I heard it too. And what you're doing, here's why I cut right to the chase. Did you support Trump? Because I can sense you don't like Trump. You didn't support Trump.
I just wanted to ask you some questions about Trump.
Yeah, I know you want to interview me. No. But Richard, look, here's my schedule.
Go ahead.
Richard, if you got something good to say about Trump, I want to hear that, okay? If you have a critique, I want to hear a specific fact. I don't want your opinion that Mike Pence sounds to you like a politician. That's just a personal slam. If you've got a fact, I'm ready to hear
it.
All right. Well, okay. Work on your fact. Next time you call, have a fact up front, not an opinion that chews up 5 minutes of our show. So long, Richard. All right. We'll take a break, folks.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back, folks. Talking about chewing up radio time, I don't want to give too much radio time to Sting. It's not on our side. I've met the man, but good singer, but not on our side. George, I haven't shared this with you in the good news department here. In the mail today, I got my copy autographed from Phil Turney of Erasing the Liberty, his new book, autographed here on the cover, the title page. What a book. Absolutely beautiful. One of the things about it that's wonderful, it has photographs that I've never seen. I don't think many. I think some of them are never seen by anybody in print. And one of those print pictures, for example, is a picture of the three Israeli torpedo boats running at high speed in formation. So you actually can see what it looked like for Phil Turney on the deck of the USS Liberty on June 8th, 1967. These are big torpedo boats, obviously very capable. Don't think of a torpedo boat as being a little tiny boat. Here's a picture I've never seen. Caskets being brought aboard the USS Liberty for removal of the dead. And there's the ship there, covered with holes and destruction. Here's a picture I've never seen. USS, help me with this, George. Papago or Papago, the tugboat that shadowed Liberty to Malta and fished. Now, this is horrible, folks. Fished out several corpses that floated out of the torpedo hole. Oh.
Well, James, one of the reasons I brought up the USS Pueblo is that it happened like about 9 months after the Liberty. Very interesting. So the Korean government captured the Pueblo and made people miserable, but they delivered most of them back. We all know what happened to the USS Liberty, the carnage of that. And boy, we've been hiding that thing for 50 years.
Yeah,
there's a way I can directly compare that government in the Middle East we're not allowed to talk about and the People's Republic of North Korea. At least they didn't strafe and shoot everybody down and torpedo the thing.
I read about that, but now to see the actual Navy ship that shadowed the Liberty and bodies are floating. There's a 40-foot hole at the waterline, and bodies are floating out of that as the ship makes its way to Malta. Now, in the book, at the end, he says, the cover-up has been, this is the last page, 268, the cover-up has been so thorough that this is the only maritime attack in U.S. history not afforded a congressional investigation. Oh my gosh. And we've run out of time with that. We'll be back again tomorrow night, folks, with more of the Trump phenomenon. See you then.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.